Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the hotline right now, our friend John Leguizamo, of course, from John Wick and Carlito's Way and
Let's
Ice
get
Age.
Weird.
Tons of good stuff. He's got his new movie that he's in and he directed. Critical Thinking comes out tomorrow.
No, his stuff is great.
Yeah.
And he does all, you know, some mainstream stuff like Carlito's Way. But then you get back like to Wong Fu or Freak, mm-hmm. his spoken word stuff.
Oh, the spoken word stuff like Freak and Spikorama and all those are fantastic.
It's incredible, man. Yeah. It made me a super fan of it.
Born July 22nd in Bogota, Colombia, and raised in Queens, New York. He started his career as a stand-up comedian, making the jump to acting and building a career that has seen him in such films as Carlito's Way, To Wong Fu, John Wick 1 and 2, Ride Along, and the Ice Age movies, as well as his one-man shows, Freak, Spikorama, Mambo Mouth, and Latin History. And tomorrow, he's back with a new film, Critical Thinking. Please welcome John Leguizamo.
Hey, man, how have you been?
Chilling, you know, sequestered and quarantining, you know, with
right.
facial hair and,
yeah,
you know, at home trying to pick up new hobbies, working on my tennis.
man, congratulations on the movie, acting and directing. It's a true story, and I'd never heard this one before. About some kind of at-risk kids that need a something to bind them all together, and it was chess that did it.
It was chess. It was just five kids, Latin and Black kids from you know the toughest neighborhood in Miami called Overtown, and in 1998 became first of all cleaned up the whole region of Florida, won every region, then one state, and then became United States national chess champions in 1998. I mean, incredible story.
Yeah, and chess is one of those games that eludes me. When I was a kid, I knew the basics, and then I haven't played it for decades. And I went back to try to relearn it, and it's ridiculous. Like,
oh, now's my time to play you.
Oh.
This is a sweet spot.
Well, in New York, because you're from Queens, in New York, you'll walk by. They've got permanent concrete tables and parks for these guys to go up and play, and these guys take this seriously.
I play them all the time. You're so right. Like Washington Square Park, there was a corner where the best chess players in the city would meet, and you had to put money. You couldn't do it. They won't let you play for nothing. You had to throw in some cash.
Yeah, and it's
always,
serious.
Like, my bills.
It's you're a guy who likes to live. We were talking about you before you came on, but all of your stuff is a varied amount of stuff. Like from stand up comedy to the specials like Spikorama or Freak, and then but then Carlito's Way and now John Wick. And now this story, like you cover everything, and the weirder the better, or at least
I'm a Latin man in Hollywood, and I have to create my own opportunities because yo, Hollywood isn't for me.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not for any decent human being now, is it? You're still New York, right? Are you out in L.A. or you're New York City?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Manhattan.
Yeah, I love Manhattan.
Quarantining here in Manhattan, you know, with a bubble of a certain amount of few friends.
Yeah,
I did lose one of my great acting teacher mentors to COVID. He was 90. Pneumonia took him. Very sad loss for me and a lot of people who studied under him. But, you know, other great things happening, you know. I mean, this movie coming out is huge. It's my independent film directorial debut. I had an amazing cast. Michael K. Williams, one of the greats. Rachel Bay Jones, who was a Broadway star, Tony winner for Dear Evan Hansen. I mean, I was so fortunate to have these people in my movie.
Yeah, listen, this is I'm excited. I like anything you do. Like, because one of the things I remember most is years ago we were speaking, and after one of your specials, your family, most of them stopped talking to you. They were so goddamn mad about it.
People don't like, you know, for you to be the spokesperson for all the gossip in the family. And, you know, yeah, I broke that trust. I understand. I'd be mad at anybody who started, you know, spreading all my private secrets of family, you know, and I understand why they hate me. So, like, at least my mom has a price tag.
Right. Trust me, I've embarrassed my family if I had to buy my parents a house at one point.
Yeah, exactly. I bought my mom a house, an apartment. Yeah. You know, it starts to add up, though.
So you,
I'm gonna have to cut her off.
Do you think? Did what made you do this movie? This exact one. Why this one?
Well, I just, you know, when I was growing up, there was this horrible book written called The Bell Curve in the 90s by fake scientists trying to prove that Latin and black people were born genetically intellectually inferior. And it really wounded my self-esteem until I found out that they were fake tests made up and that they weren't really real scientists. But it was damaging. And then I found this movie. I go, wait a minute, this is what I've always felt. That all these Latin kids in these underprivileged communities, there's so many geniuses and gifted kids and ghetto nerds like myself.
Sure.
That are just being squandered, all these dreams that are being wasted, all these opportunities that I've never realized. And in this movie, I get to prove that point, and that's why it was so important to me.
And this book came out in 94. When you said, I just had to do a quick Google while we're talking. I mean, I'm stunned by this, the idea that the authors were claiming
that you were a young man and it was talking about you. You're like, wait a minute, I can't achieve.
Genetically.
I'm limited by my own genetics? What?
Well, you know what? It gives you some fuel. And that's the thing I try to tell any kid now. If they, you know, they go, well, how do I deal with this? I go, let it be your fuel. Don't be angry or be angry and let that be the anger that drives you into a great place. Don't get self-destructive, man. Just you're going to have to break the system down from within, but you got to be in it.
Dude, you're so right, bro. I mean, that's one of the great life coaching lessons that you're saying right there. That's what I try to tell my kids is, like, take all that negativity and all those challenges and people who are trying to block you and flip it. Just flip it. Use it against them. Use it. Turn it into a positive.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think I've signed my last two contracts just to irritate, just to stay in the game. Because I hope you get out and do some more stand-up or do spoken word. Are you going to, when this is all over and you can get back to going out and around, are you going to come out and do some cities?
I'm gonna go back out. I'm gonna go back out more in speaking engagements because I fell in love with the speaking. I started doing some colleges and I started to love the atmosphere, the intellectual challenge. It's so fun. And then I'll go back to doing more spoken word stuff.
I love it, man. I love it. I'll tell you, as soon as you said New York and you lost your friend to COVID, he wasn't a close friend, but I'd go to visit him twice a year. Was you know Jimmy's Corner over there, 48th?
Yeah.
You know Jimmy Glenn passed from COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't see that.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
It was
crazy. I mean, it's crazy times we're living in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, be careful in Manhattan. That's my favorite city in the entire world. I love it. I have dear friends that live there.
Oh, dude, it's the best.
It is.
I mean, there's no other place like it in the world. I mean, especially when we were growing up, when we were coming up in the late 70s and 80s, I mean, everything was here. The birth of hip hop, the birth of punk. The greatest playwright, Sam Shepard, Ted Talley, the greatest writers, singers. I mean, it was incredible, man.
CBGBs.
Incredible time.
American punk rock.
CBGBs, I mean, yeah. Baby.
I'll tell you who's an interesting guy. You should pop in if you don't already know him. You know Toad's Hall down in Soho, the bar? The guy who runs it, Smokey, was the manager of the Fat Boys. And he's got some incredible stories about
Fat Boys, the cars, I remember them.
Yeah.
That boy. It was better than that, though.
Dude, anytime, man. You're welcome here. Look, John, anytime you like. And I hope you get to Kansas City, and I'll watch the show. I can't wait to see the movie Critical Thinking, man. It comes out this Friday on demand and digital.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Anytime. Schedule. Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.